What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
All right, let's get to the Magic Hat.
It's the Magic Hat.
Yeah, baby! That's what I've been waiting for!
Bring it on. Basically, a bunch of topics,
Yeah. And
we have no idea where the sports gods want us to go.
Okay.
Until Swag pulls it out of his Magic Hat.
Hocus Pocus, where are you?
Something. Now you see me, now you don't.
It's magic.
It's simply what it is. It's magic. We don't know what's going to come out of this hat.
Where is that rabbit?
Abracadabra, MFers. Let's do the magic hat.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
All right, welcome back in. A Magic Hat Thursday. Every week we do this at 6:30. Didn't even talk about it, but we should mention, pretty excited for game threes in baseball, as we noted. Connerly early against Cam Schlittler. Man.
Well done.
Well done.
Thank you. What a performance.
I'll take your word for it.
That one.
I'll take your word for it.
That's a last name.
Yep, that's a last name.
That's a last name.
We also found out Casey's a Yankee fan, which, you know.
He's a Steeler, Yankee fan, God, and no other fan. I mean, because Oregon State football is dead.
So. Yeah, he's a beef, so I don't blame him there.
Yeah. No basketball.
No hoops. It's the only team we got in the city.
By the way, Gary Payton amount on today's away from tip-off of the NBA.
We knew we were going to go with that one.
Of course. We actually is the best 20. I looked it
up. Is there any other good? I can't. I mean, you know, I found out that I'm terrible with this.
No, there's some okay ones.
When did he switch from 2 to 20?
I believe it was after his rookie year.
After his rookie year?
Yeah, he was 2 his rookie year. I have that card in a wallet.
But. Ray Allen in the mix?
Yeah, that was the second
Ray
Allen's
one. Doug Collins. He's sleeping on Doug Collins. Come on.
Exactly.
Yeah, Doug Collins. Okay.
Where are we going to Magic Hat?
Don't make them like they used to.
Yeah, so I don't know about you guys. You know I'm kind of old school in some ways. I wish we could get rid of the internet, go back to house and landlines. And
God, that'd be wonderful.
I mean, I think society for newspapers, 1 year.
Newspapers.
Oh, man. Yeah, home phones. You got to call the home phone with a voicemail there. You know.
I kept seeing this commercial during all the sports I've been watching, mainly college football because of the channel. And I dove in yesterday to out of curiosity and a nostalgic feel. I watched Tim Allen's TV show last night, Shifting Gears.
Yeah, his new one. He's got a new show out again.
Yeah, with Kat Dennings.
Yes. Was this the one with all the...
Is that a comment on Kat Dennings or the show?
I like Kat Dennings. She's good. Yeah, they had the Home Improvement cast that was in it a little bit. And then his wife from his last show. I forget the name of that one.
Because he had the Last Man Standing show?
Last Man Standing.
This is a different show now, right?
Well, he Last Man Standing, I think, went longer than Home Improvement.
What?
And that shocked me when I found that out.
That's absolutely shocking.
But this is his new show. And I just tell you, I don't know how it's shot or written. I don't think I laughed once.
There's not many. I mean, I'm trying to think of the last one. Like, Modern Family would do it from time to time, although I never saw every episode of Modern Family. It's just hard to do comedy.
Network
in a sitcom.
Television comedy is not great anymore.
No, it's just there's so many ways that you can go raunchy and sideways and do things different on a HBO or an Amazon or a Netflix.
They used to toe the line though in the 90s that show.
The laugh track stuff, I can't do it anymore.
I don't like laugh tracks, but like I remember watching Home Improvement and they would make sexual references. Like, how many were 3 times a weekers? And then they would go have sex during, like, you know what I mean?
Walk into a room and close the door.
Yeah, and now it's like, ha ha, this girl, she's the female Joe Rogan. Now that's my kind of girl.
Ba-dum-tsh.
This is
not your thing, huh?
Abbott Elementary is funny. I watched the episode after
that. I've not seen Abbott Elementary yet, but I've heard it's relatively funny.
That one for network television is good, but I dove in yesterday. Stifler's in that show, Tim Allen show.
Okay, I'm a big Stifler guy.
Yeah, I don't think he liked the show.
He's just not Stifler anymore. He's only good at Stifler.
It's just not a, I don't know.
There's nothing that will get me, like, The Office and Modern Family were probably the death of that genre for me.
Yeah.
Of, like, The Office was so good for so long, and it pushed boundaries, and it did all the things that we're talking about. And when it was done, that's kind of it. I'm not going to watch a sitcom anymore.
How will we ever survive?
Dude, we have not talked about this all week, and it kind of feels like we've dropped the ball in a big way. We should have brought this up on Monday. Even with the Ducks win at Penn State, this might have been just as big a news. Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban are divorced.
They are 19 years married. He's getting money out of it, I think.
Well, he cheated on her.
Oh, did he? Is
he came out yesterday at a concert, and there's some country music artist that they think he's with now. She was on stage with him.
He's got a young hot with him now?
Let me look her up.
Is this the whole Bruce Springsteen thing going on now?
Okay, could be.
Oh, the Boss did this?
Yeah, the Boss married a girl from Lake Oswego.
No kidding.
What?
Yeah. I didn't know this. I don't know anything about
Bruce Springsteen. The whole paparazzi was in Lake Oswego for like a week.
Trying to
find him for this. Her family, her parents lived in Lake Oswego.
Are they still together or did they split?
No. So, you know the redhead that was in his band?
Yes.
She's
from Lake O?
No.
Oh.
That was who he cheated on her first wife in the band as it was going on.
But somebody from Lake O got as like the default woman?
No, Lake Oswego was his first marriage.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Got it.
Thank
you. And then he cheated on her with the redhead in the band.
Yes.
Got it.
Damn.
Yes.
So the paparazzi, this was in the mid-80s. Yeah, go look it up. I mean,
this
was
probably a big deal for you, Lake Ridge, Lake Oswego.
This was a thing. And they duped him. They had the wedding at midnight and got out of town before the paparazzi knew what the hell was going on.
How many kids in your school growing up claimed they saw Bruce Springsteen at like a grocery store?
Or knew the girl?
Yeah.
Because
that's something at my school people definitely would have lied about.
Without a doubt.
I don't know about knowing her because it was her parents that lived there.
Sure.
I don't know if she grew up there
actually went there or
they
not.
Moved there later.
Hmm.
But yeah. But no, it was the mid-80s and right when, it was a whole scene.
Maggie Baugh.
Maggie
Baugh? Are you familiar with that name?
I do not know Maggie Baugh.
Well, he was seen on stage performing with her. He cheated on Nicole Kidman. They're divorced, and that's reportedly who they think he is with now.
Okay.
When you think of Nicole Kidman, though, let's be honest, 19 years is a long marriage. I still think Tom Cruise.
I don't as much anymore because I'm more involved in the country music scene, and so she'll show up to a lot of stuff with Keith Urban, who is interestingly Australian, and so he's got an accent, but he sings American country music.
I'm going to give you
one of those guys that when you sing, you wouldn't really know that he had an accent. And then you hear him talk and you're like, how do you do that?
Well, English and Australian people are really good at doing American
accents.
Oh, they're
unbelievable. But like, yeah, listen, have you ever heard an interview with Keith Urban?
No.
Okay. Like pull up a YouTube interview with him talking and you're like,
right
dude,
there, right
like,
in front of your Australian accent.
Thick Australian accent.
I give you.
And then listen to a Keith Urban song and you're like, that sounds like a top 40 country hit. I am so confused.
He seems fake to me.
Keith Urban does?
Not. I just look at him and I go, are you a real person? I've never liked the way they looked as a couple. I always thought it was bizarre, that relationship.
I mean, I've always thought Nicole Kidman kind of looked bizarre. She's always had that vibe to me.
Well,
not that she's not hot, but she's just tall and
super
the Tom
skinny.
Cruise stuff. Like, there's weird. She's got weird stuff going on.
I never saw Baby Girl, and I really want to.
The movie?
Yeah, the movie she came out with. She cheats on her husband with the guy in the office.
You know I'm not big on movies.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, Baby Girl. I'm just pulling it up.
I didn't know
76% on Rotten Tomatoes. She cheating with like a young dude in the office.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You got a boy toy?
I mean, now I get why you want to see that movie.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Grow up, young man.
Yeah, dude. I saw this yesterday afternoon. I may have missed this, whether it was yesterday or the day before. I have defended this guy publicly. I think it's really difficult the way he's kind of brought up and not perfect in any way. The draft thing happened and it shocked everybody. And then this happened yesterday, and I went, I think I'm kind of done defending. Did you see Shedeur Sanders be asked about being third string and Dylan Gabriel starting? Did you see this, Swag?
No, I did not. I heard people commenting about it, but
dude,
I did not go back and actually see what he said.
He didn't say anything.
No.
He lipped his answers. He refused to actually talk.
So he just mimed the answers to the media.
And for those not watching on YouTube, I'm just moving my mouth as if I'm answering something. He refused to talk, and he just mimed it. And I just, like, dude, grow up.
Everything about this is handled in literally the worst way possible.
This is the easiest thing you could get thrown at you is, hey, Shedeur, Dylan's starting, you're still third, how are you feeling?
I'm going to support Dylan. I'm going to do the best I can. Whatever coach needs me to do, I'm going to work hard every day. Boom.
Next question.
Finished.
The funniest thing about the whole thing yesterday, so I did see this, and you know, it causes a reaction from everybody. He's claiming it's, I guess Rex Ryan said something on First Take or Get Up or whatever on Monday, criticizing him for opening his mouth. And so he was doing this to say, see if you could criticize me for not actually even saying anything.
You can't go down to that level, man.
You can't, and it shouldn't bother. Like, if you're allowing what the media says to get you to that point, like, unplug, brother. Like, just get out from underneath the media umbrella.
Yeah.
But the irony of all of it was, it was affirmed by his dad, Dion. He was on the New Heights podcast.
I saw that too.
And so there was a report that came out that said the Ravens and the Eagles both called before the fifth round wanting to draft Shedeur Sanders. And Dion told them, nope, because if you go there, you're going to be a backup. They got Jalen Hurts and they got Lamar Jackson and you're not starting. Mm. And they said he wants to go someplace. This is as like the third and fourth round is rolling on. The first round is gone.
He's already fallen.
You're
out.
Already a backup, yeah. No matter where you go. And right. He's got teams calling who, I know the Ravens have had a rough year this year, but when you think of like respected organizations, they're near the top of the list.
He might be playing this weekend. That's the whole point. He's better than Cooper Rush.
That's the whole point. If you would have just said, hey, playing behind Lamar Jackson and learning behind an MVP, a multi-MVP might be beneficial for me, and then I'll get my chance down the road.
Crazy.
That could work out for me. He said, no, I don't want to go there. Ends up in Cleveland where he's third string, and if he had just said yes to Baltimore, he might be starting in the NFL this weekend. Everything about this has been handled in the worst way humanly possible.
It's a little shocking to me. I know not to some. It's shocking to me. His dad went through all of this. He went from the young, brash, cocky athlete to then like, okay, can he be a winner? Okay, now he's won Super Bowls. Okay, now he's doing baseball, football, and he's throwing water on McCarver.
Right.
Okay, now he got past that. Now he's uber religious guy who has all this faith. He's a great teammate.
Yeah.
Like, his dad has gone through every ebb and flow of a professional athlete career. And you just would imagine that when your kid becomes high-level athlete, you'd be there every step of the way to say, well, I did this. Don't do that. And I'm just a little
surprised. Just be grateful
for
any opportunity that comes your way.
I'm surprised his dad has not done that. It seems like his dad has kind of done the opposite. And I know some people are like, I saw this coming a mile away, Sprague. I get it. And right now you look right. I saw this yesterday. Like, I don't care what Rex Ryan said. Neither should you.
No. Why are you watching Get Up? Why are you watching clips of that show? It should not matter to you.
I don't know. I've defended him a lot. I saw it yesterday. I'm like, dude, like, come on, man.
And you're just doing stuff like this, and everybody's saying, that's why you fell in the draft.
Yeah.
That's why we didn't want to take him.
More Magic Hat next on 105.1 The Fan.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
Don't now you say. See me, now you don't.
It's magic.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
All right, we got a lot to get to in the second hour of the program. One listener saying, that was the most confusing Bruce Springsteen love story I've ever heard in my life. I agree, I could not follow in real time.
Now we got it a little bit better. We figured it out.
We hammered it down.
She was from Lake Oswego. She did graduate from Lake Oswego High School in 1978.
Mm.
She's a Laker.
All right, let's continue on with the Magic Hat.
All right, let's see what we got in here. Oh, that one's dripping out over the bill.
What?
The bill of the cap. It just kind of...
It's dripping?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a great word.
Sure.
Breaking Bad, not so fast.
Yeah, this one was pretty funny. So I saw this. Do you guys know who Raymond Cruz is?
No, I don't
Not
think
by
I do.
Name.
So Raymond Cruz played Tuco in the hit TV series Breaking Bad. Do you remember that character?
Oh, yeah, Tuco? Yeah, Tuco, yeah.
Kind of a crazy, energetic
who could forget
character.
Tuco? He was a classic.
So anyways, Mr. Cruz is in his driveway, washing his car like any regular person.
Washing his car in a driveway.
And going right behind his car on the sidewalk is a girl. And she's on her bike, and she parks her bike right behind his car as he's washing it.
How old are we talking? Do we know?
I don't have an age.
Okay.
But just know a girl.
Okay.
Not a woman.
Not a woman.
A girl.
A girl. Okay.
And he asks her politely, hey, could you move? I just want to spray the back of my car and, you know, get out of your way. Now, I'm washing my car.
You're right behind my car.
Can you move like 10 feet that way or 10 feet that way?
No.
No, not willing to do it.
He goes, I'm going to ask you one more time. Please move. I'm just going to rinse it and then you can whatever. Nah. He sprayed her with the hose. She ran away or pedaled away.
Yeah, I'm gone.
Tells her mom and dad, who are a neighbor of him. They call the police.
Oh, God.
And say that he assaulted their daughter.
Oh, God.
He then gets arrested. And then just yesterday, it came out that the charges were eventually dropped.
Shocking.
And he will not be prosecuted for assault of a minor for spraying her with a hose for being a little brat.
Dude, sometimes you got to teach these kids a lesson, man. Sometimes you got to teach these kids a lesson. There's this little sandpit area where we go play sometimes with a little guy and a lot of the kids, you know, they got little trucks and people will drop off shovels and all that stuff. Sometimes you go, you can immediately tell the kind of kids that you want nothing to do with because you'll go grab, like there's 80,000 little dump trucks in there that you could go grab and all the kids are playing. It's a free for all. You go grab one and one of the kids will walk up. I was playing with that as they're like surrounded by 15 of them.
It's
like, all right, you're a little brat. We're going to go stand over here. Don't hang out with that kid, buddy. Let's go over that way.
You know, as a parent, you do absolutely find the kids who are very loud, the kids who are kind of annoying.
Yes.
You're just like in your mind, you're like, don't choose them.
Don't be a friend. Yeah. Do not make friends with this kid.
And it always coincides with that kid. And then you look over where the parent is and it's almost always the parent staring at their phone.
Just scrolling, not paying attention.
Yeah. Scrolling on
Billy,
God knows
time
what.
To go.
Yeah, right.
One of those.
And you're just like,
dude, good for Tuco. Look at good for Tuco, man.
Stand your ground.
If I was him, I would have been like, you know who I played on TV? You're lucky I don't go into that character right now. It wouldn't end well for you, little girl.
Dude, he was such a good character in that show.
Isn't this like, we all kind of grew up like this. You'd be a little twerp and you get a spray
exactly.
and a hose.
You're on my property.
Get
I'm washing my car. Yeah. Move or I'm spraying you with a hose.
It's ridiculous.
Whether you like it or not.
One more. RIP to a hero.
Yeah, man. This one hit the Sprague household. I don't know if it hit either one of your households. RIP to one of the greatest humans to ever exist. Jane Goodall passed away yesterday.
Oh, yeah, dude. That was super sad yesterday. That.
91 years old. She's on tour. Passed away somewhere in California. She was at a California stop of the tour. She was in Salem about a month or two ago. And I mentioned yesterday my Back to the Future regret. We contemplated going to her speaking engagement because I knew she was up there in the age ladder. We are huge fans of animal conservation. She is undoubtedly the GOAT in this department. No animal pun intended there, but literally the greatest of all time, what she's done for ape conservation. And we didn't go because the price.
Yeah.
I got to stop letting the price stop me from doing experiences that might be one of the only experiences of something I can have.
Seeing who was a living legend, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not much else to add. She's an unbelievable person and did a ton for animals over the years.
91, too.
91. Hell of a run.
My wife acted like she passed away in her 50s. And I'm like, yeah, 91's pretty good.
That's not sad. 91, you're not sad. You're sad when anybody passes away, but 91 is a hell of a life.
Well, you just don't have as many Jane Goodalls, it feels like. You know
no.
What I mean?
We would be a better world with more Jane Goodalls.
Yeah, a lot of Bob Badalls. That was terrible. I'm sorry.
That was a decent attempt at a dad joke, but I think it failed miserably.
Yeah. Welcome to my life.
Yeah,
failing miserably.
Happens from time to time.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.